Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Dubusky with a look around the tech world, which so often lately is focused on AI. And Mike, the question on AI and something that a lot of people still want to find out for themselves is how people are actually using it. You know, we hear so much about AI in the workplace, but is that really where most people are making use of the technology?
According to the latest round of numbers that we're looking at, no, that is not really where people are using their efforts when it comes to AI. They're not integrating it into their work necessarily, but they are integrating it into their shopping. And that is going to be an interesting thing to watch as we head into the holiday shopping season. The latest numbers come from Adobe Analytics, which found that according to their surveys of companies, traffic from AI platforms to retail sites was up 1,200%. For the month of October, meaning people were going to ChatGPT or Google Gemini and then clicking links that the AI presented to them to then go purchase something on a Walmart.com or an Amazon.com. And what's more, 16%, you were 16% more likely to purchase something if you came from an AI platform. So more people are buying things after being sent there from these AI platforms, perhaps speaking to how good the recommendations these platforms are giving to their customers. And what's more, Adobe also found that was true in the month of September. So this does appear to be part of a growing trend as we head into a very busy online shopping season.
Yeah, why do I feel like this is a bad thing for people's wallets? I mean, this is going to be deployed by everyone, right? Trying to figure out how to best get to you.
Well, for one, I mean, people are already spending a lot of money online. This same Adobe Analytics survey also looked at just general e-commerce, and they found that in the month of October alone, before we even really get into the holiday shopping season, Americans spent $88.7 billion online, the majority of that coming during Amazon Prime Day in the beginning of the month. And that is up from the year prior. It's up about 8.2% from 2024. People spent, $9.1 billion during Prime Day. Prime Day itself, that's up 7.3% from last year. So people are just in general seemingly spending more on the internet. And this has also coincided with these AI platforms starting to integrate AI checkout platforms, right? So recently we saw OpenAI partner up with the likes of Shopify and Walmart. So instead of clicking a link from these platforms and then going to a third-party website, you can actually now do the whole checkout process on the ChatGPT app itself. You don't ever have to leave. On the one hand, that's pretty convenient for consumers. On the other hand, that's really good for OpenAI, which keeps you on the platform for longer, allowing them to monetize a little bit more. That's especially important considering that OpenAI, despite the fact that we talk about them all the time, remains an unprofitable company.
And I'd imagine for retailers, you know, we were just talking about earlier this morning reports that they really don't know what to expect, but are prepared for maybe a decrease in spending if possible, if that is going to happen this holiday season, just because of uncertainty, maybe because of federal workers going without paychecks, like all that kind of stuff. This has to be like a new weapon in their toolbox to say, all right, you know, the catalog isn't working in the mail anymore. How do we get to consumers?
Yeah, right. And advertising on these platforms is remaining a question mark, right? This is something that Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, has long rebuffed. He says that he doesn't want to integrate ads or sort of sponsored links into ChatGPT. Well, recently, according to some statements that he's made in the last month or so, he seems to be softening on that position, again, in the face of some pretty big bills that he's going to need to start paying in the next few months, the likes of which contain nine-figure deals with OpenAI, with Oracle and NVIDIA and others. These companies are really looking for a way to monetize this technology that they know is really powerful, but, you know, to this point is not being deployed at scale by companies and is not being used to the degree that they need it to in order to break even. So it seems like this sort of integration with payment platforms is potentially a way to do that. We'll have to see if it really does take hold through the holiday shopping season amid all this uncertainty that you're talking about, or whether, you know, sponsored links, sponsored advertisement starts cropping up in these and what that's going to look like. So a lot of uncertainty, but it seems like there is an energy around people using this as a new tool to do their holiday shopping.
Well, you mentioned people aren't using it as much for work as they are for some of these other things. I mean, do they start using it for work and then drift on and like, all right, I've done enough work. Let's go buy something or shop online. I mean, is that the case? Or you know, we keep hearing about it all the time for work uses.
Yeah, we do. And we don't have any data into whether people are, you know, getting distracted and maybe, you know, doing their holiday shopping while working. But there is this interesting McKinsey survey from last week that I think is an interesting pair with the Adobe Analytics data. This McKinsey survey found that while 90% of companies say that they're regularly using AI somewhere in their business, nearly two-thirds of these companies are not deploying it at scale. And what's more, they found that less than 40% report any impact on earnings when they integrate artificial intelligence. And this comes 3 years after the launch of ChatGPT. We've been talking about this technology for a long time, and yet companies, most of them, are still adopting a sort of wait-and-see approach, speaking to the flaws that are inherent to this technology. They still hallucinate, they still go wrong, and they still really can't be trusted for serious work. Things like legal briefs or medical documents really shouldn't touch AI in that much of a way because of their sort of tendency to make mistakes and go wrong. Let's also not forget that it was not so long ago that MIT put out a survey that found that 95% of AI pilot programs, basically tests that companies run trying to integrate new technology into their workflows, 95% of them failed to net any increase in profits or save on any costs. So people are trying it, certainly. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that. But is it actually making any difference in the working world? The data just shows that it's not at this point.
Super interesting. Hey, Mike, thank you. Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, with us live here on WBEN, taking a look at the latest AI trends.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.